We've noted the backlash that you have received for some of the words you said during your address to the school pupils recently at a school visit. You've been accused of victim blaming because you said nothing to the boys. So we just wanted to get a comment from you and see if you have any reaction to the people that have said that you are victim blaming.
I want you, before you write your article, to go to our Facebook wall. I will appreciate if you go there. You will be able to find two videos. The first video, I was at a school called Khatiyamchad.
Called?
And the second school, I was at Gwenan.
Yes.
The same day yesterday.
Oh, okay,
at
yes.
At both schools, I was giving both messages. And you will also read the comments from the parents who were following me as I was presenting live. Not even a single parent. Actually, they were hailing praises. But for once, our children have got a bold parent in you who is telling them how sad they are. Not even a single backlash for both videos. Now, you've got some of these organizations who deliberately go and take a clip of a slogan. If you look at that clip which they took, it's when I was starting to address a girl child. And I said to the girl child, please, let's close our legs and open our book. Because I had just addressed the boy child. To the boy child, sleep with your book. Don't sleep with girls. Close your zip and open your book.
So
they don't talk about that.
You're saying that, I mean, they selectively chose a part and then took it out of context, is what you're saying.
Deliberately so. Look, I have learned and I've studied that Twitter parents, sometimes, every time, whatever you do, they're the ones who will give you a backlash for their own narrative. They are not interested with the issues that we are dealing on the ground. That is why you saw I never even bother to respond to what Twitter parents are saying.
Yes.
There's no single Twitter parent who is dealing with the problem that we are dealing with. The kids that delivered in our hospital who are teenagers, their parents are not on Twitter. Those Twitter parents, you know, if you call MediClinic today and Medicare and ask them, how many teenagers have you delivered? They will tell you zero. But phone Chilizin, phone Mangwen, they will tell you 20. Now, these are the parents who do not understand what we are currently dealing with in the public service. Those two schools that I visited, there are schools in the villages, schools in the rural area. You're dealing with a complete different groupings of children. That is the first thing that I must show, I must raise here. That I'm dealing with Twitter parents here, and I'm also dealing with my own constituents. My constituency is not the Twitter constituents. Constituents are important. Yaba a Twitter constituent. Twitter will give me a backlash. If there's a social media they know about, give us only Facebook.
I hear you.
But it's Instagram, Twitter. That's not my constituency in Limpopo. Constituency in Limpopo is Facebook, WhatsApp group. They do, especially Facebook. Give more of a triangle for Navanara. They don't use my facility. They don't even know what we go through. They don't even understand the problems that we are facing every day. Bona, they are problems. They are children's problems. The mental health issues. They don't think they don't have problems. They are children. I'm part of that class, but by the way, I'm part of the Twitter class. I'm privileged. Mental health issues. But why is it worried? Oh, no, I'm ready to go cheap. Nanya can do it all. What they worried about?
Where else it's very different to the ones that you were speaking to.
The ones that I'm dealing with. Here you're talking about their kids that worried or who have been standing on the queue at McDonald's for 6 hours. The other child, the worry is that I don't know what I'm going to eat tonight. This is very important and close to my heart.
Yes.
The issue of teenage pregnancy. So I was saying to you that class divide. Teenage pregnancy, it just shows South Africans that it rise amongst the poor and the working class, which the affluent and the mixed strata does not understand. The Twitter street kids, those kids whose parents are on Twitter, they know everything about reproductive health because we sit with our children and explain to them what is menstruation, what is menopause.
Mm.
We tell them what is protective sex. We even teach them what is orgasm. We give them that information.
Mm.
They've got all the necessary knowledge. They know what is emergency contraceptive. They know what is the difference between injectable and oral contraceptive. They've got access to all that information. If by any chance they fall pregnant, they know there is Maristol where they will find the proper guy who are going to terminate them. And no one even know. But those are the children who are, they don't even reach that stage of being pregnant because they put all resources around them. Whereas when you look at these kids that I'm dealing with, these are the children who, some of them are orphans. They don't even know who their parents are. Some of them are raised by grannies. These are tight-headed families. Some of them, even if they've got their mother, sometimes you find that the mother, since Adamai, they've never been back at home. They are left there. In the olden days, we used to say that village raise a child. It takes every village to raise a child.
Mm.
This time around, even in our villages, we've thrown away that. So kids are on their own. If they fall pregnant and they want to terminate, they're going to go to some chimurenga there, some foreigner, illegal foreigner, who is running an illegal abortion. And guess what that does to them? Damage their uterus. If their uterus is not damaged, they kill them.
Mm.
And they form statistics of maternal death. That's why maternal death, when we did our statistics, it's high on uneducated and poor community. But the rich, it's not.
Mm.
Now, Twitter Street has got no clue on what Ramaphosa deals with every day.
Yeah.
They've got no clue.
Yeah.
They've got no clue. They are fake. They live that life of theirs. It's fine. You are in Central, you are in Midland, it's fine. I am at Achitundamarema here. I'm dealing with the reality on the ground. The only way now that I see is to go around schools and empower this girl child.